This is episode 2188 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day 3 of our series this week. We're exploring the theme of how to manage bad moods and negative thoughts, which are more prevalent these days as we experience coronavirus as well as uncertainty. Keep in mind, there are so many great things happening. In fact, I've heard from so many of you that 2020 brought many gifts to you. I want to share with you from a fellow meditator who sent me a photo she took during the New Year's Eve fire ceremony. You may have done that fire ceremony last week. I shared for New Year's Eve a special guided meditation for that. And during the fire ceremony, you were asked to write down at least 3 things you'd like to release from the year 2020. So this is from Jen, whose husband is a professional landscape designer. So you can imagine what their fire pit looks like. So she sends a photo of her sitting around this amazing fire pit holding a piece of paper that says, 2020, thanks for giving me more with less. I thought that summed it up so beautifully. We are trying our best to do more with less. And sometimes we realize less is better. Jen also reached out and shared with me, saying, I grew so much and relied on myself. Any loss was actually a gain once I went through it, and it taught me that I have so much more with less. So as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate today, I want to mention that I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to hear ways that you are doing more with less. And I'd also like to hear how your quest is going. So you can reach out to me on my Sip and Om Instagram. You can send me a direct message. I will share it here on the podcast if you want me to. Otherwise, I just would love to hear from you, and I will respond to you. I really appreciate it when you reach out to me to share how meditation or the podcast has benefited you, and also suggestions you may have or things that you might like me to do or say or share or to change here on the podcast. I'm really open to any feedback you provide. So in today's meditation, you're going to be guided in a breathing technique. This is a counting breathing technique. I'll guide you through a few rounds of this breathing technique, and then you take it from there on your own, doing it for as long as you need to. After you do the breathing technique, as always, after I share any technique with you, sit in stillness and let go of your thoughts. Let go of the technique and simply be. That is true meditation. So for your theme this week, you have a challenge. Your challenge is to be on a positivity quest, to find something positive every single day. And you get extra bonus points if you share your positivity with others. Make it contagious. Allow your positivity to spread. In yesterday's episode, I shared with you how your emotional state is like a pendulum. It swings to one extreme to another when you're experiencing stress and uncertainty, and especially when you're experiencing fear. That's why the news is often so sensationalized because if the news can keep you in this extreme state, it's like an addiction. You want more news because you feel like if you have more of this fearful, sensationalized news, that you'll somehow find out what you need to do to protect yourself. But really, the best way to calm your fears and to feel joy is to reach a state where you're not allowing your emotions to spiral upward or downward. So when you are listening to the news in particular, especially these days, notice if the headlines are causing you to lose your even-mindedness. If they are sensationalized or alarming or fear-based, then consider what this is doing to you. Because really, does the news need to be reported in such a way? When you are talking to someone, anyone, from a loved one or someone even on the street, and they are speaking in such a sensationalized way, often you don't trust them or you think they're so dramatic. So why would it be different with things you read or hear on the news? When you hear someone who's very calm and reasonable, even if they're relaying some disappointing or even really sad or difficult information, you still feel a sense of calmness and even-mindedness, even if you're receiving bad news. So one way to help manage your moods is to be very careful in the kind of news you listen to or read or watch. And this is especially important these days when there is a pandemic going on and more uncertainty. But as Jin shared in her message, there's also a lot of positivity. And that is your quest, to be part of this positivity movement. So settle yourself down now. And as you do so, close your eyes and gently uplift your eyes to the point between your eyebrows. This is going to uplift your mood. And begin to notice your mood. Not allowing yourself to indulge too heavily in a mood that's escalated, where you're feeling very upset or you're feeling really excited. Try to reach this even-minded, calm state. And then when you deepen this even-minded state, you feel such peace. Now we'll add your breath to help get you to this even-minded state. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, inhale to the count of six, hold your breath for the count of seven, and exhale to the count of eight, or go at whatever pace works best for you. Take a nice, deep, even inhale through your nose, two, three, four, five, six. Pause your breath, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Now continue at your own pace, inhaling for six, holding for seven, exhaling for eight. You are so worth slowing down for.